He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, the cranky open, grumpy open to the market here Thursday, October the 3rd, Fed shutdown, gridlock. It is starting to make the markets a little bit uneasy here. We've got the Dow down 111 points. We're at 15,021. We talked about market anxiety yesterday, and I'm sure a few triple-digit day losses in a row causing you a little bit of market anxiety. Well, this week I'll publish the facts in my newsletter. Maybe the facts are changing. I don't know. We'll see when we do it on Friday. But I think the best cure for the summertime blues, he said there ain't no cure for the summertime blues, but actually there is. Get the facts. Take a look at the facts. And then make your decision before you run for the phone screaming, sell everything. The S&P is down 13 points right now to 1,680. The NASDAQ is down 25 points to 3,790. The bond market, you know, it's just holding steady. You're not seeing this massive migration into the safety of U.S. bonds. We're at 2.63 there, which is pretty much where we've been for the last month or so. You're not seeing massive panic buying of gold right now. Gold is at $1,309 per ounce. Oil continues to spike higher, and the oil stocks continue to spike higher. Oil is at $104.10. By the way, the U.S. passed Russia as the biggest producer of gas in the world. Hey, we're fracking that shale, aren't we? And the euro right now is at 1.36. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I've got a couple subjects on my mind here today as I look at the TV and they're showing a Tesla up in fire in Seattle. You know, yeah, I mean, that's never a good thing. Is it the batteries? What is it? It was a collision. It was hit by a metal object. Here's my problem with Tesla. You know what? I have nothing against the company. I have clients that work there. I have nothing against the product. But the valuation on Tesla is as follows. For every car they produce next year, the stock market is giving each car a $1 million valuation. In other words, here's how many cars will come off the line. Multiply that by a million, and here's what we think Tesla is worth. Okay, now let's contrast that with GM. Every car that will come off the line at GM is being valued at $23,000. What a difference. I mean, $1 million per car versus $23,000 per car. That's why valuation, in my book, at some point, valuation is going to rule the roost at Tesla. Valuation, I don't care how popular the stock is, how cultish the stock is, eventually, a stock has valuation comeuppance. And even though I believe, you know, that they've got a good product and there seems to be demand for the product, $1 million per car. You know what it reminds me of? I remember when America Online, AOL, was a publicly traded stock. Well, it is again, but nothing like the original AOL. Remember when we were all on AOL and you would click on and you could hear the phone ringing and the connection and all of a sudden you're online and you've got mail. That was the good AOL days. You know how they were valuing AOL in those days? They were valuing AOL by subscriber. And I think they had each subscriber was worth $20,000, something like that. Really? I mean, we're paying, what were we paying back then? $19 a month or something for internet dial-up? And then, of course, the internet became free, basically, for the ISP, or for the providers, the internet providers, ISP providers. And AOL was one of the worst purchases of all time when Time Warner bought it at this ridiculous valuation level. And it's taken years and years, almost a decade, for Time Warner to finally lick their wounds, get rid of the debt that they incurred in buying AOL at that ridiculous level. Is Tesla going to follow that same route? I'm just saying, you know, I'm waving a red flag on the valuation of the shares. Personally, I have a very hard time with paying $1 million per share valuation on this car company. It reminds me of AOL when they were paying, I think, $20,000 per subscriber to AOL. And you see where that ended up. The second thing on my mind this morning, I'm going to give you a bonus stock here. Normally, I do two stocks a day. Today, I'm going to do a bonus stock. I'm reading through the news this morning, which I do every morning. Anything relating to the stock market, by the time I start my show, I've at least glanced at it. And the one that stood out to me today was Bank of America. Okay? Now, B of A was recently kicked out of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. B of A probably would not be around. They would have gone the way of some of the others that crashed, Lehman Brothers, etc., Bear Stearns during the 2008 crisis, had it not been for the TARP funds that Hank Paulson got down on his knees and begged Nancy Pelosi for. And they finally acquiesced, gave them the money, and B of A survived. They also made B of A swallow Countrywide Financial, which was chock full of bad loans. They also made B of A buy Merrill Lynch, which they kind of wanted to do anyways. So now it's basically the old Merrill Lynch as it relates to stock recommendations, stock picking, their analysts, their money management, etc. And I see today that B of A initiates NPS Pharmaceuticals with a buy rating. Okay? Today. Now, I'm looking at my newsletter. I found NPS Pharmaceuticals. My app found NPS Pharmaceuticals. I didn't find it. My app did. The app that I invented found NPS Pharmaceuticals. It was added to my newsletter 4 days after the tax deadline this year, April the 19th, at $12.87. And now that it's $34, I've owned it, still own it. It's up 168% for me. Now B of A has discovered the stock. My point is this. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now app, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now radio show discovered NPS Pharmaceutical at $12.87 per share. And here we are 6 months later, and it's $34 per share. And now B of A has found it. To me, right there, that points out the difference between a large, nationwide, bureaucratic company that moves very slowly. I've seen aircraft carriers leave the bay. I've seen them park here in the San Diego Harbor. It's pretty hard to park an aircraft carrier. It moves very slowly. If you want to make a U-turn in an aircraft carrier, it takes time. And I just think that the wirehouse mentality, I've seen it. Look, when I was working for a small boutique firm here in San Diego, we got wirehouse research. We got it from the then Payne Weber, which is now UBS. By the way, UBS just blew up a bunch of municipal bonds for folks down in Puerto Rico. By the way, these big wirehouses were the ones that were putting together these mortgage-backed securities that blew up all over the world. Talk about explosives. Talk about something they should have been sniffing for on the airplanes. These B of A or whoever it was packaging mortgage securities and selling them to little towns in Norway. There was the terrorist threat. There was a terrorist threat to blow up these poor little governments. So I'm not a fan. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of the big, as it relates to management of portfolios. I'm not a fan of big aircraft carriers. And while some people feel a lot safer in a big aircraft carrier, I see much smaller boats run circles around aircraft carriers all the time. They can get in and out much quicker. They're much more maneuverable. And generally speaking, the performance is much, much better. So, you know, there's no guarantees at Gunderson Capital Management. But I think the fact that my app, my radio show, my newsletter discovered NPS at 1287 and we still own it. And now Merrill Lynch or B of A has discovered it at $35 per share after it's almost tripled. You know, I just think that that speaks volumes. What are we finding today, doggone it? Well, when we come back, we'll talk about a few, all right? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, here we are. We still have government gridlock, deadlock. Both sides not giving an inch right now. Where's this all going to lead? You know, we just have to take it a day at a time. The ultra nervous are sitting on the sidelines right now. And you know what? I don't even want to be in the market right now. But, you know, that can be just a little bit unwieldy if you own 25 or 30 positions. You know, what if they get a resolution? I don't know how long this thing's going to it's not looking like it's like there's a deal on the table, does it? It looks like both sides are just got their arms crossed and they're not talking. How many of you out there are parents and you have two children that aren't talking and they've got their arms crossed? I'm not talking to him. I'm not talking to her. And then the good thing is they start making faces at each other to try to get the other's goat, to try to get someone to break the silence. And pretty soon, one of them gives it as, "Mommy, he's making faces at me." And then the mommy, you know, reaches over and, quit making faces at her. And that's kind of how they're behaving right now. I think personally that the one side's trying to get someone's attention that this extending the credit card every year can't go on forever and ever. So, look, I don't know. That's all we can do is worry about our little investment world. There's always risk in the markets. You know, what if I just received a tweet that there's a theory out there that a Black Monday is coming? Well, Monday is 2 days away. Black Monday was a 23% drop in the market overnight like that. It recovered it by the end of the year, but that wouldn't be fun. So if you're worried about a Black Monday, what can I say? You know, you're guessing that a Black Monday is going to occur. But at least, you know, you always have to have your eyes in the rearview mirror. That poor guy in the Tesla yesterday, he got slammed up in Seattle where we are on KKOL. And the car went up in flames. Will Tesla's stock do the same at some point in time? I don't know. When you're valuing this company at $1 million per car that comes off the assembly line, again, it just reminds me. It smacks of that AOL valuation that I think Henry Blodgett or one of those came up with. Of each subscriber at AOL is worth $25,000. Really? I'm going to spend $25,000 at AOL? Or I'm worth that to advertisers at AOL? Well, obviously that valuation was way, way, way out of whack. So I like to buy stocks that still make sense from a valuation point of view. And I like to buy stocks that have the momentum that Tesla has. Tesla, you know, is one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. But it doesn't score in my top 10 or top 20 right now because the valuation is so doggone high. Let me give you an example of a stock that I currently like where the valuation is not that high. And I think that the momentum of this stock, the performance of this stock, is every bit as good as Tesla. So if you put two companies, two stocks side by side, and they're both performing the same, and one is like a heck of a lot cheaper than the other one, you know, which one are you going to take? To me, the answer is simple. I'm going to take the cheaper one. Look, I'm a value shopper. I do plenty of grocery shopping on my way home from work. There's a Ralph's grocery store that I stop at probably four nights a week. If we're out of mayonnaise at home, I'm not going to buy the name brand. I'm sorry. I'm not going to pay $5.49 for a jar of mayonnaise. I'm not going to do it when the store brand is $3.69. And I believe the stock market is the same. I got two stocks. They taste the same on a tuna fish sandwich, you know. They make the same tartar sauce pretty much. Can you really tell the difference? Have you ever eaten tartar sauce and said, uh-oh, they're using the generic brand and not the name brand? I can tell. Well, if you can, you got better taste buds than I do. Because I can't tell the difference. Not $1.50 per jar difference anyways. So I've got a stock that's performing about as good as Tesla, and it's only trading at 13 times forward earnings. Tesla is performing about the same. Those charts look the same to me. And it's trading at 100 times forward earnings. Does Tesla really make that much better of a tuna fish sandwich than Valeant Pharmaceuticals, VRX, which is one of my favorite large cap stocks right now? This is a Canadian company. Is this one of the best stocks in Canada? Yeah, boy, this thing's beautiful. Headquartered in Montreal, home of the Canadiens. Remember Guy Lafleur and some of the great hockey players that played up there in Montreal? And hockey season's back underway again. It's a lot like the Congress. They're bashing each other into the boards and checking each other, full body checks. I'm just waiting for Harry Reid and John Boehner to go at it and pull off the gloves. Wouldn't that be neat in the center ice and have the spotlight on them and the referees standing around them, you know, going like this, and Boehner and Reid are popping each other to see who draws blood first, who loses a tooth first. That'd be kind of fun. Anyways, Valeant Pharmaceuticals is a company in Canada that develops branded drugs in the areas of dermatology, neurology, oral health care, and over-the-counter products. Have I said lately that pharmaceuticals are one of the best sectors in the market here in 2013? Well, they are. And I own a big position in Valeant Pharmaceuticals in my conservative large-cap growth accounts. Over the last 5 years, now Tesla doesn't have a five-year track record. Valeant does. Valeant is up 68% per year over the last 5 years. That's pretty good. Over the last 3 years, Valeant is up 64% per year. I don't think Tesla has a three-year track record yet. Let me just look. Tesla has, yeah, they do, 106% per year. All right, no problem. Tesla's up 517% over the last 1 year. My problem there is, what has it done to the valuation of the shares? You know what? No tree grows to the sky, and no dot-com grows to the sky. We learned that back in 2013. Valeant is trading right now at 13 times forward earnings. 13 times forward earnings. The market's trading at 19 times forward earnings. Valeant is expected to grow by 15% per year. Valeant, I have a valuation of 203 on a $111 stock. It passes my value test. It passes my performance test with flying colors. In fact, it gets a performance grade of A. And overall, out of 3,565 stocks that I follow, Valeant comes in at number 7. And it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, VRX. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high-net-worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We've been talking a little bit here about the shutdown, the gridlock, you know. What happens when they get a deal? Will the market blast off and shoot ahead, or will this thing drag on for months? Nobody really knows. Right now, the market, is obviously having a good year here in 2013, and you'd hate to give up all your gains in the last 3 months of 2013, so we just take it a day at a time, and a stock at a time, and a sector at a time. There's not any defense against an overnight thing, you know, other than being on the sidelines, and I just don't see the wisdom right now in being on the sidelines. while this is going on. That's just me. I don't see the wisdom in doing that. Now, if you're a short-term trader and whatnot, you'd like to have a little bit of certainty. But if you're an investor in your 401k, your IRA, you know, the signs just aren't there yet that it's time that to run for the sidelines, that this is the nail in the coffin of the four-and-a-half-year-old bull that's carried the S&P from 600 to 1600. I'm sure at some point in time today also, we've been talking about this, you'll see the video of Tesla up in flames in Seattle after an accident. And you know what? With or without the flames, I just think Tesla is a ridiculously priced stock right now. $1 million per car off the assembly line next year is what Tesla is being valued at. GM is valued at $23 per car off the assembly line. That means the valuation on Tesla is at 40 times, I believe that's 40 times higher than that of GM. Is it really that much more profitable than GM or Ford? I mean, they've been in the car business all their life. Elon Musk is a newcomer to the car business. I have a hard time with that valuation. In fact, it makes my nose bleed. Hand me a Kleenex right there. That's a high altitude valuation that's very reminiscent, in my book, of the valuations that were given to the dot-coms in the year 2000. All right, B of A, initiating. We talked about this, initiating NPS Pharmaceutical at a buy. Now that it's $38 per share, $34 per share. I think it's 38. Where is NPS today? NPSP is $35 per share. It's got a nice day going on. Another new all-time high on a day when the market's down triple digits. My point in bringing NPS to your attention is that my app, my radio show, my newsletter discovered the stock at $12.87. And now that the stock has almost tripled from that point, now B of A has discovered the stock, which is basically Merrill Lynch, the old Merrill Lynch. So if you think they're finding stocks early and getting you into, maybe they need to use my app, Best Stocks Now. Maybe that would help them find stocks a little bit earlier than what they are finding them at. Now, when I wrote my book a couple of years ago, guess what it was titled? It was titled Best Stocks Now. And I chose 53 stocks at that time, which were at that time Best Stocks Now. And some of them still are Best Stocks Now. One of the books, or one of the stocks in that book that I wrote about, and I've written many articles. If there's anybody out there that's written more articles than me on Priceline.com, I'd like to shake that person's hand because they were onto a good one also. But if you Google my name and Priceline.com, I should be getting paid at least a portion of what William Shatner is getting paid, because I've been a pretty good spokesman for the company too. Not only did I write about it in my book, which by the way came out in February of 2011, when I wrote about Priceline.com, it was $458 per share. I know I'm the only guy out there that had a $1,000 target price. When I wrote the book, I had a $950 target price on the shares. But along the way, obviously, I upped it. Eventually, it was well over $1,000 was my target price on the shares of Priceline. Well, the book was written 2 years ago. Priceline this week hit now it's closing in on $1,100 per share. So the book had it, $458. That's when I pointed it out as one of the great stocks of the decade. And here it is now at $1,062. Not a bad stock pick. And I've heard, I don't know for the fact that this is true, but I've heard that William Shatner has made an absolute fortune. He turned down, he was given a choice of so much per year to be their spokesman, or he could have stock. He took the stock. Good choice, Shatner. He's made a ton of money. Priceline was a $20 stock in 2006, and today it's an $1,100 stock. That blows away Apple. And I've pointed it out many, many times. You know, everybody's so enamored with Tesla and Apple and all of these. And here you've got a stock, Priceline.com, which has absolutely blown them all away. You know, I don't even use Priceline.com, to be honest with you. I use Expedia once in a while, once in a great while. But it obviously must be one heck of a product. And it obviously must be kind of the product of choice. Because look at what this stock has done. From $20 per share to $1,062 per share. So what do I think of Priceline today? Well, let's see what the Best Stocks Now app thinks of this Norwalk, Connecticut company, which is now a $55 billion company. $55 billion. This was once a $1 billion company back in 2006. And now it's a $55 billion company. It's absolutely mind-boggling. And, you know, one of the big things that I discovered when I wrote my book and when the app started really kicking in, I kept scratching my head saying, I didn't know that. I didn't know that Priceline was one of the great stocks of the decade. I have never heard that before. I've never seen anybody on the TV jumping up and down telling me that Priceline's the great stock that it was. I had to find it out for myself, crunching the numbers on this stock and ranking it against all the other stocks out there and going, whoa, what a monster this thing is. And I look at this stock a year ago. In my app here, it was number 151. It was in my top 100 1 year ago. Where was the stock 1 year ago today? It was, well, the stock has doubled since then, basically. From 553 to 1,100. And where is the stock today? You know, over the last 5 years, this stock has been averaging 77% per year. Let's just put that up against Apple. Okay, Priceline, 5 years, 77% per year. Apple, 38% per year. Priceline has doubled the performance of Apple. Yet every single day, I see 10 articles written about Apple. And every single week, I see one or two articles written by Priceline. And most of those articles are written by Bill Gunderson. Hey, just Google my name, Bill Gunderson, Priceline. Check out MarketWatch. Check out TheStreet.com. Check out Seeking Alpha. You'll see all the times I've written articles saying this is one of the best stocks in the entire market. In fact, I can still remember the first call I ever received from TheStreet.com. It was some guy doing an article. And he wanted to know what I liked at that particular point in time. This was a couple years ago. I said, well, you know, one of the big themes here, this was a few years ago, there's a lot of stocks that are underneath the surface. You know, you guys write about all of these big companies like GE and DuPont and IBM and Merck and all these. I think that the big winners are a tier or two below those stocks, especially in name recognition. He said, give me some examples. I gave him three stocks. I gave him Dollar Tree, I gave him AutoZone, and I gave him Priceline. You can go back and look that up. And, of course, I've been writing for TheStreet.com ever since. You know, maybe a year later, I started writing pretty much anything I write and send to them, they publish. They're very eager to get the articles. And I think I have an article out there today on another great stock of the decade. You can look it up. We sent it to several folks yesterday and it should be out there. But anyways, Priceline.com, still one of the best stocks in the entire market, one of the great stocks of the decade that you've probably never heard of and nobody ever talked about it. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Prescott trade, visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we are a few days into the fourth quarter of 2013. We have flown through the first three quarters of 2013 with flying colors. The market, you know, 15-16% year to date on the S&P 500. My aggressive accounts are about 30-35% year to date, which is the vast majority of the accounts that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. You know, this is a year too that I think there's a wide range of returns that people are getting from the market depending on the style that their investment advisor employs. We have a big law firm on the floor that I'm on, and I know a couple of the guys there, and I was asking the one guy, he says, can you send me your newsletter? I said, yeah, we'll start sending it to you. And yesterday he says, wow, I can't believe the returns you've gotten this year. He says, my guy, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm so mad. So, you know, I mean, he said who he's with. You know, it's a big national firm. Not up there with the great biggest of the biggest, the Morgan Stanleys, but just one notch below them. And he's more than likely with an asset allocator that's got him in a smattering of bonds and foreign stocks and some domestic stocks and maybe some precious metals. The problem with that is there's such a wide range of returns that each one of those asset classes has returned this year. It's very conceivable that you're only up a few percentage points so far this year. Because if you've got 40% or more in the bond market, that's pretty much taken a huge chunk, a huge bite out of the returns that you've gotten in the stock market. And of course, the debate will always rage on about diversification and asset allocation. I don't think it's good to be diversified just to be diversified. Heck, I could go out and buy 50 stocks and say, well, I'm well diversified. But they could be 50 lousy stocks. Diversification is just one piece of the puzzle. It's what you own and the quality of what you own that's a much bigger piece. Yes, I believe in being diversified. I had a guy send me a tweet, what's wrong with this stock? I said, yeah, it looks okay to me. It's hanging in there. But I said, you know, it's just a 3 to 4% position in my overall portfolios here. I never make any one stock more than 3 to 4%. I get the feeling from his tweet as he's got like his whole portfolio in this one stock because he seems a little desperate and a little bit exasperated. Yeah, I believe in being diversified, but not just for diversification's sake. And you know what? It's the same with the asset classes. It's one thing to wear a badge that you're diversified. Well, I have a little bit of the bonds. I've got the foreign stocks. I've got emerging markets. I've got precious metals. I've got commodities. I've got some collectibles. Yeah, you're well diversified, but what's the bottom line? So, you know, diversification in and of itself it's a good thing, but it's not the only thing. It's what you're diversified in. Doesn't it make more sense? You know, this is just me, to be in the very best asset classes and then be diversified amongst that asset class, right? Okay, that just makes more sense to me, because to me, it was obvious that this was going to be a bad year for bonds. You know, as you look at Ben Bernanke and you say, what is he going to do in 2013? He only had one way to go. He's backed into a corner. And interest rates only have one way to go. They were backed into a corner. And the fact is, when interest rates go up, bonds go down. They have an inverse relationship with one another. And to me, it was like not a matter of when the freight train gets here or if the freight train gets here, but a matter of when the freight train gets here. And the freight train finally got here, and you saw interest rates spike 100 basis points. And it put a nail in the coffin of the refi business. And it slowed down the new home sales considerably and existing home sales. And a real estate industry that was really starting to get some steam behind it all of a sudden was brought to a screeching halt with that hike in interest rates. He didn't hike them. They went there on their own. I mean, he started talking about what could be coming down the road. And that was enough to cause the bond market to spike higher. The freight train hit, and I think the freight train is still on the tracks. As I look at an asset allocation today, I still would not have any exposure to the bond market. I just believe that we're in an environment where interest rates have nowhere to go but up. We got to extend our credit limit again. That's what they're worrying about. And you keep adding more debt and extending your credit limit, that is not bullish for the bond market. It's not bullish for the dollar. It's not good for inflation. Eventually, the chickens are going to come home to roost, as they say. So, you know what? I just think that you have to be in the right asset allocation. And this guy on the floor of my building here obviously is not happy with the results he's gotten. And I have to believe that he's in an asset allocation that has pretty much caused him to severely underperform the market here in 2013. I got in another account the other day that was transferred to me. First, the guy opened one account. He's so happy with what I'm doing, he sent me another account. And as I looked at the account yesterday, it was your classic ultra-conservative asset allocation where the broker says to himself, look, I can't lose this guy too much money if I put him in 20% cash, 30% short bonds, 10% intermediate bonds, and just a little bit of stocks here and there scattered in, sprinkled in. And you know what the results are? Mediocre. Absolutely mediocre. So the first thing I did when that account came to me is I got rid of the dead wood. It's just like a garden. If somebody brought me in and said, look, my garden's having problems, the first thing I'd do is I'd weed it. I'd get rid of all the weeds that are choking the good stuff from getting choking the good nutrients from getting to the good plants. Get rid of all the dead wood and start fresh sometimes. Plow it up. Get some oxygen. Aerate it. Get some fertilizer in there. Get a steady water supply. If there's a limb blocking the sun, get the sun coming to it. Get this thing thriving again. That's just the philosophy that I've employed over the years in the market here at Gunderson Capital Management. We're not going to plug your name and your age and your social security number into a computer, and out comes this asset allocation from a program that all these guys are using. And it's basically based on your age, taking into account your risk tolerance. You answer all these questions that they ask you. They feed the answers into the computer and out spits a computer-generated asset allocation. What the computer's not looking at is the conditions in the world.
Sell any securities. Uh-oh. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.